Good morning, Rav Elsa. I hope everyone is well. Just finishing the introductory paragraph here in Hashar HaSheni. V'hiboru nose klei nafshecha. Your body will become purified. Ubezocha yotza ta'ada edya v'techol yofya. It will be adorned. It will have its ornament through remembering HaKadosh Baruch Hu. K'mo shekasuv b'Hashem yitzdaku v'yishalu kol zar Yisrael. V'tosef ometz lo'ha'ir es ruchacha b'darkei hasibas hashisha sheyizbaru. So optimally, says Rabbeinu Yonah, these six sets of circumstances or periods of life should reinforce the daily internal impetus to tshuva we have. Tosif omits, it should give you added strength and added vigor in doing tshuva. You shouldn't be looking to these external stimuli exclusively, but it should be to reinforce. However, Vashelohisig Hamalazos, says Rabbeinu Yonah, even if a person hasn't attained this madrega, whereby there is this daily internal impetus initiative, Yikona Levavo Heorel Miderech Hasibos V'Ra'os Rabos. So then his heart will become subdued through these six, each and every of these six circumstances, occasions. Ulefi miyut ha-hakor midarach hasibah ha-ma'overes lev ha-odom l'tshuva unkefi netos al darach ha-rotzen yivada v'yibachen. The more, well, it's a different gersos, exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah is literally saying here. But either way, the point is that it's a barometer. One can measure the sensitivity of the nefesh, the alertness of the nefesh, by looking to what degree it responds and embarks upon tshuva. Hadarach harishon, the first impetus, the first external impetus to tshuva. Kashetim tzenu se'ish tzaros. When a person is visited by, when a person's encumbered by tzaros, yashav alibo, a person should bring to mind, should take to heart, v'yoma ein ze yakim drochu ma'alolav she'osu eila lo, v'chatov olu l'nafsho. A person shouldn't dismiss it as happenstance, as the wheel of fortune, but a person should see a direct cause and effect between the adversity that he's encountering and his own chatov, his own inadequacies. And if a person recognizes tzaros for what they are, so then v'yoshav al Hashem v'yirachameyu. Ki'in shenema umtza'uhu ro'os rabos v'tzaros, v'omer b'yom ha'u ha'lo al ki'ein elokai v'kirbi mitza'uni ha'ro'os ha'ela. So Rabbeinu Yonah clearly feels that this is true both on a communal level as well as an individual level. The context of the pasuk is a communal level, but Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't see any difference but between the two. V'sira b'minak vasav adam, if a person looks in human affairs to see how we react, ki yechta ish l'ish, if one person wrongs another, and only ube'es tzarasa yischarid v'ikana eila m'neshu tzarach le'ezrasa, and it's only when the one who perpetrated, that when the perpetrator finds himself in difficult straits, only then is he moved to feel a charata and the sense of submissiveness. And it's quite clear, Meshu Tzach Lazrasel, Tiya Hacharata Hazaz Grua Be'ine Chavera. So his friend, again, on a human level, rightfully, sees that as very, very inferior and even unwelcome sense of charata. Ke'inyan sh'oma yiftach u'madua bosem elai ata kasher tzar lachem. Before you banished me, and now because you need me, so now all of a sudden I'm your half brother again. U'mechaste Hashem yizbarach shehu mekabel hatshuva mitoch hatzara u'sehila ratzon lefanav. Interesting, Rene Yona highlighted this in the very beginning of Shari Tshuva as well, the very first paragraph of Shari Tshuva, around 8 lines into the Sefer. So Rene Yona writes, V'hizbor ki ha-tshuva mukubelas, gam ki yoshev achote meirov tzarasav. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu freely loves the Chote b'shuvo odov b'yom tochochu mikarev tzara. Even though the Chote is only bestirred to do tshuva on the day of rebuke and from amidst suffering, but afal pichein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds lovingly. Shenema shuva yisrael ad Hashem lokecha, ki chashalta b'avonecha, k'chui mochim dvorim v'gomer, erpa m'shuvosam o'avim nedova. So I'm not sure whether Rabbeinu Yonah's proof that the tshuva is mitoch tzara is from the psukim which are part of the Vagomer, or whether he's indicating that the ki chashalta b'avonecha is not just a description of on a spiritual level that chait represents stumbling, but shuvi sal ad Hashem elokecha ki chashalta b'avonecha, you've fallen, you're suffering because of your sins, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, and I'm happy kaviyochol to allow that to be the impetus for your tshuva. Ki chashalta b'avonecha, you're tripping, you're stumbling, you're suffering because of your sins, and my reaction will be that o'avim nedova. So here, the Ahava is present even before the tshuva, right? The tachocha, the being miyaser, imposing the suffering, which is the impetus to tshuva. So here, not only is the tshuva mitoch tzara accepted by Ahava, but the Ahava is present even beforehand. Ki es asher yoev Hashem yochiach. There's a natural tendency we have when encountering tzara, encountering adversity, to see it as something which is impinging upon our lives, something which is interfering with what we otherwise had planned on doing. And sort of the psychological background to that is that we have certain expectations. the adversity, the tzara, is not part of those expectations and plans. So anything which is unexpected is seen as being an intruder. And because of that, we naturally react with a sense of frustration, with a sense of annoyance. We feel provoked. And what Rabbeinu Yonah is teaching us is that it's crucial to, in order to be able to react appropriately and be able to capitalize on the opportunity, a person has to see and experience Yisurim for what they are, which is not something which is interfering, not something which is impeding and obstructing, but something which is being ma'or a person to tshuva. The moshul of why it's so crucial to see it for what it is. So imagine you're walking down the street, and then someone comes over to you, and all of a sudden you feel this stabbing pain here around your upper arm, around your bicep. So what are you going to do? I don't know. Depending upon the person, you're either going to yell, maybe you're going to punch the guy in the nose. So depending upon what one's instincts are, you're not going to say shkayach. I think that much is a tzad hashav l'chol nefesh. But then imagine you go to the, it's almost time, or maybe it is time already, depending upon what your doctor's recommendation is, to get a flu shot. You go to the pharmacist, you go to the doctor, and the same thing happens. You feel this stinging, right? They tell you it's going to feel like a little pinch, but whatever, it doesn't feel like a little pinch. It feels like someone's putting a needle into your arm. Then you get the shot, so you don't punch the guy in the nose, and you don't call for the police. You say thank you very much, and you ask how much the bill is, and you pay for the pleasure of having him stuck a needle in your arm. So why do you react differently? Because we're perceiving what happened differently, because we have different expectations. When I go to the doctor's office, so I frame that needle in my arm one way, and because I see it that way, I define it that way, so I react in a certain way. And when I'm walking down the street and someone comes over to me and jabs a needle into my arm, so In the case of the marshal, understandably, I see it differently. And in the case of the marshal, correctly, I see it differently. And because I see it differently, I react differently. So too often, only because it's so natural, we react to the tzaris as though we're walking down the street and someone uninvited, thrusts a needle into our arm. But really, the way it should be perceived and framed is as the analog to going to the doctor's office for the flu shot, and how it's perceived, how it's framed, will determine how we respond, how we react. Okay, so maybe B'linenu Hashem, we'll pick up here in terms of Shari Tshuva tomorrow with the Imlo Yoshev Ha'ish.